three, one, two, three. Got it? All right, good. Okay, tonight we're working on the triple beat pattern, three beat pattern. Last night we had the down, up, one, two, one, two. But tonight it's triple beat pattern. So everybody get their hands up. And if you're sitting real close, somebody, you might want to spread out a little bit so you don't hurt each other with this, because it's going to require you going out a little bit. So it's down, out, up. Down, out, up. Down, out, up. Down, out, up. One, two, three. One, two, three. One, two, three. One, two, three. Down, out, up. Down, out, up. Down, out, up. Now, so let's slow it down. Down, out, up. Down, out, up. Now, we're going to be looking now at some three beat time that's going to be a little bit slower. And when I say simple time, it means one, two, three, one. And when we say compound, it's one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, one, two, three. So it may be a little overwhelming here at the beginning, but you'll get it. That's what we mean by simple time is one, two, three. One, two, three. All right, the top number is saying three beats per minute. You're going to keep beating your time. Down, out, up. All right, and the bottom number is saying each half note is getting one beat. And these are all half notes. Half note, half note, half note, half note, half note, half. Now, what do you do when you get to a measure bar? Where should your hand be? Always down, out, up, down, out, up. Now, here's a song, When My Love to Christ Grows Weak. It's in 3-2 time. And it's going to start on beat one. Ready, go. When my love to Christ grows weak, when for deeper faith I seek. All right, let's go back to the beginning of that, okay? Let me give you the pitch here. I think I left my... Here, I believe it. Left it over here. I don't know what to do with it. Do, mi, mi. Okay, hands up, and we're going to keep going on to the song. So it's going to start on the downbeat. So here's the tempo of it. It's like one and two, three, one and two, three, one and two, three, one and two, three. Thank you. Let me go back right here. Do, mi, sing. When my love to Christ grows weak, when for deeper faith I seek, then in thought I go to thee, Garden of Gethsemane. Now here's another song in 3-2 time. Now 3-2 with the number 2 on the bottom, talking about each half note. A half note is held longer than a quarter note. So just think that 3-2 versus 3-4, 3-2 is going to be a little bit slower than 3-4 time. So here, this song here is starting not on beat 1, but on beat 3. So here's your beat pattern. 1, 2, 3. We're going to start up here. 1, 2, I'm not. That way your hand's ready to come down to the right of the measure bar on the word not, beat 1. So you're going to start up here. I'm not. I'm not. Now, where will your preparatory beat be? It's going to be out before the beat that you're going to start on. Beat 3 is here, so it means preparatory will be beat 2. And all you're doing with the preparatory is letting everybody take a breath to start with you. Okay? God wants everybody to start together. Okay? Do, so, ready. I'm not ashamed to own my Lord, nor to defend His cause. Maintain the honors of His, the glory of His cross. Now here's another one. Jesus calls us in 3-2 time. The top number is telling you three beats per measure. Each half note gets a beat. These are half note, half note. There's a beat, there's a beat. Then you get a quarter and a quarter. That equals a half. So this is going to start on beat 3 as well. Okay, let me... Go me. Preparatory will be out here in 2. Jesus calls us o'er the tumult of our lives, wild restless sea. Day by day his sweet voice soundeth, saying, Christian, follow me. Very important too, fellas, on your when you get to the end of a song, that you have that hand out and you have a good cutoff. Good beginning, good ending. You don't want to leave people hanging. You don't want to get to the end and go, follow me, and then drop your hand down because people are going, me. You know, you want to stay there. Be strong at the beginning and the end of the song. Now, faster three beat, simple time. Instead of now, one, two, three, we're going one, two, three. One. We're going to pick up the speed a little bit. One, two, three. Now we're looking at quarter notes here. Quarter, 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 quarter. One, two, three. One, two, three. And here's the son of my soul. Three, four times. Do, let me go back here. Do. You're going to start on beat one. Do. Son of my soul, thou Savior dear, it is not night if thou be near. O may no earth-born cloud arise to hide thee from thy servant's eyes. Now, I want you to notice something. This note right here at the end of the phrase, what kind of note is that? We talked about quarter, half note. What is that? Dotted half or three-quarter note. You'll notice it's the only note in the measure. How many beats per measure? Three. Your beat pattern is how many beats? Three. So using the beat pattern is going to tell you when to get off a note. If you're up there just beating just a pat method, you may forget. You know, this note gets three beats. You may be up there and you may give it two, you may give it four, you may. But if you do the beat pattern down, out, up, one, two, three, you know when to get off that note. All right, do that. Let's go back and do that again here at the beginning. Do. See, I put that right there on that. All right. The three-quarter note gets three beats. That taking up that whole measure there with that beat pattern. Do, ready? Son of my soul, thou Savior. One, two, three. It is not night if thou be. One, two, three. O may no earth-born cloud of. One, two, three. To hide thee from thy servant's eyes. When you get to the end of the song, you know, I usually hold it out. You can hold it out a little bit longer. I mean, most people are going to look up at the last note of a song. They're going to see, where are you going to take us, leader? I mean, where are we going from here? You want to say, all right, you got the hand up, and come. They're going to be watching. They're not going to be watching a lot of times during a song. Having the overhead here is very helpful, though. The singing has really improved in a lot of areas with this because people are looking up. Otherwise, if we're looking down in the book, they're not always watching the leader. And that's why we have a lot of singing that's been dragging for a number of years. Now, here's another. Christ for the World we sing. Look at the time signature over here. Three. And in your book, in Hymns for Worship song book, it has a little number there saying, that's for the song leader saying, all right, it's a three-beat pattern. One, two, three. It's Christ for the World we sing. Do, mi, so. We'll start on the downbeat. Christ for the world we. One, two, three. The world to Christ we. One, two, three. With loving. One, two, three. The poor and them that mourn. The faint and overborn. Sin sick and sorrow worn, whom Christ doth heal. Okay, I'm going to go back to the beginning. Here's a song that really makes you want to sing out. And you as the leader have got to sing out. And you've got to use some rhythm in your voice. Like, Christ for the world we. In other words, you want to really emphasize beat one. Like, Christ for the world. We sing. So if you sing with rhythm and you have a good beat pattern, really strong beat pattern, you don't want to go over, Christ for the world we sing. And if you go up here and you have a little limp hand here doing this, that doesn't help matters either. You know, so you gotta be leading with more, be more masculine than that. And not that that's a problem here. I hope that's not. But it is in some areas where fellas just get up there and they don't look like they're leaders. But if you're going to lead, lead. And then people out here will follow you. If you are up doing and you know what you're doing. But you don't want to get up and show off. I don't believe that should be a problem, but that is a problem in some areas. But it's not about you. It's about us praising God and giving Him the best we've got. You know, as I brought out the other night, it's very important that we get our hearts in tune. I was so wrapped up for years of getting my voice in tune, and somebody helped me in having a better understanding that I need to get my heart in tune. But if you get your heart in tune, you're going to get your voice in tune. Because if your attitude's right, you're going to say, how can I do this better? How can I improve? Well, like what we're doing right here right now. And then after I leave, some of y'all continue doing this, working on this. And like in this kind of a setting, I've gotten now where I like doing it like this than being off in a room with just about, you know, a half a dozen fellas or 10 or 12, and we don't have anyone in out here. So it's very, very helpful having the ladies here and the young people as well. All right, let's now move on to another song. This is in your supplement, I believe. One in Him. The number is from another book. But you all familiar with this song? Oh, you're not. Well, maybe that's good. Do, me. Okay, everybody just sing the melody with me, the soprano notes, which is up here. I am in Him. How long are we going to hold that hymn? Three beats. And that beat pattern is going to tell us when to get off that note. So here's what the hand will be. I am in Him. He is in you. He is in me. Thus we are one. We are one, we are one, we are one in Him. Joy in Him, peace in Him, hope in Him, love united in truth. We are one in Him. Well, let's go back and just have the other parts sing. Do. Let me go over and kind of help the basses. You're going to have a little lead right here. Do. Right here. One in Him. I in you. Right here for basses. I in you. You in me. He in us. And then love united. All right. Got it? Basses? Okay. Do, do, let me raise it up a little bit. Do, bass, do, alto, mi, sol, tenor, mi. I am in Him. He is in you. He is in me. Thus we are one. We are one. We are one. We are one in Him. I in you, you in me, He in us. Love united in truth. We are one in Him. All right, so one more time. Go, I'm going to drop it down a little bit. Tenor has a really high part. Do, do. Do, alto, basses, do, mi, soprano, sol, tenor, mi. I am in Him. He is in you. He is in me. Thus we are one. We are one. We are one. We are one in Him. Joy in Him, peace in Him, hope in Him, love united in truth. We are one in Him. All right, that was a new song. Really? Anybody know it? One. Okay. Very well, you know, y'all picked up on it very, very well. Sweet Adoration. You know that one? Sweet Adoration? No? Okay. Do me. Everybody on the soprano first time around. Again, it's in 3/4 time. That's why I was putting it in there. I thought maybe y'all knew this one. Do me. Sweet adoration flows from your children. Glory and honor and praise are a part of our constant devotion. Love set in motion for the Divine One who reigns in our hearts. Now let's do the parts. Do, bass, alto, mi, tenor, sol, tenor, mi. Sweet adoration flows from your children. Glory and honor and praise are a part of our constant devotion. Love set in motion for the Divine One who reigns in our heart. One more time. I think y'all really got it now. Oh, me. Sweet adoration flows from children. Glory and honor and praise are a part of our constant devotion. Love set in motion. The Divine One who reigns in our hearts. And that was a new song to you. You might have recognized it as you heard the melody. All right, very good. Is it for me? Now we've got a song that's going to start on the third beat. Is it for me? No. And we're going to start on three, but preparatory is out here on two. Is it for me, dear Savior, thy glory and thy rest? For me, so weak and sinful, oh, shall I be so blessed. All right, oh, worship the King. Oh, so. We're going to start on beat three. Three, one, two, three, one, two. All right, do so, mi alto, do, basso, do so. Oh, worship the King, all glorious above, and gratefully sing His wonderful love, our shield and defender, the Ancient of Days. Pavilion in splendor and girded with praise. All right, good. I need thee every hour. Do, so, do, so, tenor, do. I need thee every hour, most gracious Lord. No tender voice like thine can peace afford. Let me go back. A while ago, we were doing in the 3/4 time, a little bit faster. Christ for the world. But you notice we slowed down a little bit on this 3/4. The reason why, as I said last evening, when you look at the song, when you're using it, most of the time it's before a prayer. And that's when I began to think, wait a minute, I need to help the audience prepare themselves for the prayer that's coming. And so I don't want to go, I need thee every hour, and keep that, but I need, you want to have it more tender and as you're leading into the next part of the service with the prayer. That's just my thoughts on that. I think it's fitting and more appropriate that way. Now, that's simple time. One, two, three. Now we're getting in the compound rhythm. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. One. All right, do that with everybody. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. One, two, three, four. And as I slow it down. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. One, two, three, four, five, seven, eight, nine. Psalms that are in 9/4 time. Not many of them, but 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now look at all those quarter notes there. Quarter, 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 quarter. All right. Then you'll notice that three beats are compounded into one beat so that we're not up there doing this. But 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And so you've got your first compound beat, dot, dot, dot. Your second compound beat is dot, dot, dot. Your third compound beat, dot, dot, dot. And you just got to get a feel of that. A song like this begins on which beat? It tells you. It starts on beat 7. So here's your 7, 8, 9. Have thine own way. You're not going to lead it that way, but 7, 8, 9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter. I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will, while I am waiting, yielded and still. Now we're going to pick up the speed. Pick up the speed on that. One, two, three, four, five, six. With songs. All right, now it's 9/8 time. What's an eighth note look like? Does it have a flag on it? Yeah, right there. These notes are not held as long, are they? When you get a flag on it. But now look at this. All these eighth notes there across. Now, I'm glad we don't have songs that are all in eighth notes like that. But this mainly to show you, here's your first compound beat. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. All right, now here are songs like we did tonight at the beginning of our service. Walking in Sunlight. Do, so. See where it begins? It begins on beat 7. That's your compound beat 3. 7, 8, 9. Walking in sunlight, all of my journey, over the mountains, through the deep veil. Jesus has said, I'll never forsake thee, promise divine that never can fail. Blessed assurance. Really just about all 9/8 times you're going to start on that 7, 8, 9. The majority of them. So your preparatory is going to be where? Out here. Taking a breath. Do me. Blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation. Purchase of God. Born of his spirit. Washed in his blood. I want to point out to you. This 3C is 3-beat compound. That's one of the little C's there. It wasn't in the earlier books that way, but now they are. It's just telling you that you take that top 9, divide it by what? 3, 3-beat rhythm, but it's saying it's a 3-beat compound. Now, we got another worthy of praise. Do, so, ready. Worthy of praise is Christ our Redeemer. Worthy of glory, honor, and power. Worthy of all our soul's adoration. Worthy art thou, worthy art thou. All right, fellas, please come on up. We've got about 5-6 minutes. Those that were up yesterday, get as many up here as we can. We'll do maybe a couple of waves. All right, come on up. And we're going to be singing number 44, To God Be the Glory. And we're going to sing a little bit more of these songs than what we have done here in the last few minutes. To God be the glory. Which beat does it start on? Okay, it's in simple time or compound time? It's in what time? What kind? Simple, because it's 1, 2, 3. Which beat does it start on? Beat 3. Where's beat 3 going to be in your beat pattern? Up here, there you go, up here. All right. Do, so, do, so. Okay, everybody, get their hands out like this. We're going to go out here. To God be the glory, great things he had done.
So loved he the world that he gave us his Son, who yielded his life and atonement for sin, and open the life gate that no one go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. The earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he had done.
That you got on right there. Good. I believe in Jesus, 4:13, 4:1-3. All right, you'll notice that we have a little bit different notes here. Dotted 8th, followed by a 16th note. And remember when you got a note with two flags on it, don't park on it, get off of it really quick. See, what happens a lot of times that folks get to use to singing the song and they don't get the right rhythm pattern at the very beginning when they learn it, and they never learn it because they get used to it. Like a while ago when we were doing Is It For Me, it has the same kind of rhythm right here, dotted 8th followed by 16th, but they go, is it for me, dear Savior, thy glory and thy, but it's, is it for me, dear Savior, thy glory and thy, what does that do to the song? It gives it some energy, doesn't it? And it keeps the song moving, and I'll tell you another thing, it'll keep the pitch up here where you're not flatting it. It gives it energy. Here, I believe, you don't go, I believe. This song would just get to the point where you're being stopped believing. I don't know. But no, you get to the point where it just gets like, whoa, this is so long. And after a while, you don't want to get tired of a song. But if you'll lead it, if you go up here, I believe in the one they call Jesus. It has a range where it goes really low and it goes really high. And you got to pitch it right on the money. That's why you don't want to get up and say, well, I've got perfect pitch. I don't need this. Well, I have a story about that, but I don't have time to tell it. But okay. Do, do, so do. We're going to start out here with the preparatory. I believe in the one they call Jesus. I believe he still stormed Galilee. I believe that he walked on the water. And I believe that he's the answer for me. Yes, I believe in the one they call Jesus. I believe he died on Mount Calvary. And I believe that the tomb was found empty. And I believe that is the answer for me. Good. All right, fellas. Next group. We have about two or three more, and then we'll be done. Saints, lift your voices. I'm watching those out of here, ladies, y'all have got that beat pattern down well. So, fellas, you better learn it because they may point out to you you're not doing it right. So, okay. I got the idea for doing this from a Mennonite who came in our building a few years ago to work on our baptistry. He's an electrician. And as he's walking out of our building, he looked around and said, you don't have a piano in here, do you? And I said, no, we don't use piano. Well, we don't either. He looked at our songbook, and he said, what's an interesting book? And I told him, I said, well, it's a book that my dad was the writer of or compiled it years ago. And he said, well, we went over to my office then, and we went to this big whiteboard I have in there, and he went up there to my whiteboard, and he puts down the shape Do, and Re, and Mi. He said, you know what these are? He's asking me if I knew what those shapes were. I mean, I grew up with that. But I was really glad. I said, yeah, I know. He said, well, where'd you learn them? I said, well, I learned them from my father. And I said, where'd you learn them? He said, well, we began teaching our children in first grade. It's part of their curriculum. that they learn how to recognize the shapes. And then he said, do you know the song, What a Friend We Have in Jesus? I said, yeah. He said, well, we will sing the song, and then we have them write it down on the music paper. You know, so, so, la, so, mi, do, do. They have to write it all down. They learn by ear, but they learn, too, to recognize the interval. Do to fa, re to mi, forth, and all that. And anyway, he told me, he said, now we have children, the girls that come in the class, when we teach the song, the boys how to song lead. And the girls cannot understand why they have to be there. So we can't get up and lead. We're not allowed to lead in the assembly. Why do we have to be in there? He said, well, we want you to learn how to follow. And when he told me that, I said, you know what? We need to teach more of our people how to follow the leader, and leaders lead. And it really has helped a lot. I know where we are. Our group there, we have sessions like we have had groups like this have gotten together, and it's really been very, very helpful for people to understand me. Matter of fact, my wife, a lot of times when she's looking at a new song, I'll see her there sometimes kind of patting it out, and I just say, this, as long as you keep your hand low where nobody can see it, okay? All right. And so, ladies, y'all need to, you know, kind of when we get out of here and after I leave, please keep your hands low, will you? Saints, lift your voices. Oh, here's that compound rhythm, three beat compound, where we're going to start on which beat? Beat one, beat four, beat seven. There you go. Most of your 9-8 time, or you're on seven. It's like 7-8-9-1-2-3-4-5-6, 7-8-9-1-2-3-4-5-6, 7-8-9-1-2-3-4-5-6, 7-8-9-1-2-3. You got to feel that rhythm, right? Ready, go. Do. There is none like him, none can compare. No God is equal, no prince is heir. Lift up your eyes and see his great might. Soar like an eagle on wings of flight. Saints, lift your voices, though dark your days. Lift up your spirits, sing out his praise. Upward the calling, brighter the light, soaring like eagles on wings of flight. Seeking the lost, number 520. Do, I think we have one more after this. Do, so, mi, alto, do, bass, mi, so. See, it goes 7-8-9-1-2-3-4-5-6, 7-8-9-1-2-3-4-5, 7-8-9-1-2, bum, 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 bum. Do, so, ready. Seeking the lost, yes, kindly entreating, wanderers on the mountain astray, come unto me, his message repeating, words of the Master speaking today. Going afar, up on the mountain, bringing the wonder back again. Into the fold of my Redeemer, Jesus the Lamb, and for sinners slain. All right, what happened? In the chorus, it went to 12-8. Divide the top number what? By three. Now what do you have? Four. You just went into four beat compound, which one in, out, up, down, in, out, going afar. Because, you know, then you begin to think, well, my hand's not coming down the right spot. I'm looking for a measure bar. And we're, you know, but that's why. And that's why I went ahead and threw that in, because that's where we'll be tomorrow night. On 12-8 time and 4-4 and so forth. All right, let's do that. Do that right there. Okay, we'll be going afar up on the mountain, bringing the water back again into the fold of my Redeemer, Jesus the Lamb, and for sinners slain. All right, good. And now, do y'all know be strong and courageous. All right, let's stand for this, our closing song tonight. Be strong and courageous. Number 22. You're going to turn this way. Okay. Yeah, you know what? Go, y'all go ahead and turn this way. That'd be good. And when we get to the very end, really come out on that ending of the song. Do, which beat are we going to begin on? On beat three, which is where? Up here. So our preparatory is out here. Do. Be strong, you. I went to four beat. I'm sorry. I had four beat on the brain, and I held that note way too long. All right, I got to think. One, two. I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah, that backfired. Okay. All right. Go. Ready? Be strong, you host of the Lord. Rise up for the battle and gird on your swords. The land of his promise is yours now by right. Take all he has given, go forth to the fight. Be strong and conquer the foe. The Lord God is with you wherever you go. Be strong, consider his law, regard it with reverence, perform it with awe. Be careful to follow all God has decreed, for then he will bless you and you will succeed. Be strong and conquer the foe. The Lord God is with you wherever you go. Be strong, be strong, be strong. Very good. Thank you all.